The night may be long and the dark may be deep, but the answers are there to be found. Whether it's the normal, the abnormal, or the paranormal, you're in the right place. Let's go beyond reality.
Good evening, good morning, and welcome. It's Beyond Reality Radio. I'm your host, JV Johnson, back from an extended few days traveling around, getting some things done, making things happen, chasing some ghosts, doing all the fun things that we like to do. When we're not here on the radio. Thanks for being good to fill-in host Bruce the Shark Markison. He had some great topics. The JFK conversation, JFK Jr., and also the vaccination debate. Some really good things on the programming. I have to talk to Slick Eddie about that. I don't know why they save those things for when I'm away. But anyway, thanks for being good to him, and thanks for being here. We've got a very interesting conversation tonight. We're going to be talking about healing. In particular, for forbidden healing, independent health researcher Captain T.C. Randall will join us. He's written a book called Forbidden Healing, and he's going to be talking about his approach to health and disease, and he says it should be approached at the electron level, and the electric nature of life is the secret here. He talks about alternative ways to heal some very, very serious illnesses, and that's going to be a great and probably a little bit controversial conversation. We, of course, will take your phone calls later in the show at 607-282-4497 or toll-free at 844-687-7669. Some great programs ahead of us in the coming days. Tomorrow night, of course, will be a best of, as every Friday is. Monday, Linda Godfrey will be here. Now, we haven't had Linda on the show in a while, but she is a paranormal author, investigator, and essentially a legend in paranormal circles. She's written about so many things, and she's the author of a new book called I Know What I Saw, and it investigates encounters with monsters spanning from ancient mythology and folklore to more contemporary urban legend. And we're really excited to have Linda back, and that'll be Monday night's program. And then Tuesday, James Rickards will be here. He's an author and a financial forecaster. He's going to be talking about how you can prosper in the face of an impending financial crisis. A lot of people say that we are at the point of a very, very serious financial situation globally, not just nationally. And a lot of things are pointing to that, according to these experts. And James Rickards is going to talk about that. And then Wednesday night, Tom Carey and Don Schmidt will be with us. They're authors of a book called UFO Secrets Inside Wright-Patterson. They're going to be talking about eyewitness accounts from the real Area 51. Plus, you know, you've probably seen it on Facebook. There's like a million people that have signed a pledge to storm Area 51. There are a lot of people saying that's not a particularly good idea. I fall in that camp. It's probably not a good idea. I doubt that a million people will show up there, but even if 10 show up there and try to do this, you know, this is a government facility. It's a military facility. These folks don't fool around, and you're not going to, you know, you can't chain yourself to the fence and have a sit-in or whatever. It's just not going to work that way. So please let reason prevail here. I think we're all due some answers about Area 51, but this isn't the way to get them. So great show lined up, as I said, tonight. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. I want to let you know, though, I'll be headed to Pennhurst Paracon, which is in Spring City, Pennsylvania, at the Pennhurst Asylum, this weekend, the 19th through the 21st. I'll be there. I'll have a table. I'll be signing autographs. I will also be doing some live broadcasting with a friend, Aaron Sagers. You may know him. He's another paranormal investigator, author, personality. And he and I are going to be doing some live broadcasting from Pennhurst Paracon. Pay attention to my Facebook page. It's just JV Johnson on Facebook. You can also find it by doing at JVJ Paranormal. And the times of these broadcasts will be listed there so that you can catch them. We're going to be talking with some very, very interesting paranormal personalities there, including people like Grant Wilson, Dave Tango, Steve Gonzalez, all those guys, of course, from Ghost Hunters. John Zaffis, you know that name if you know anything about those who investigate ghosts and hauntings. John Zaffis is at the top of that list. And many, many other personalities will be at this event. We'll be talking to them throughout the course of the weekend. So it'll be a great time. You'll be able to catch a lot of it streaming live on both Facebook and YouTube. And once again, go to my Facebook. Actually, go to either the Facebook page, JVJ Paranormal, or go to the YouTube channel. That's just JV Johnson on YouTube. And if you subscribe or like either one of those, you'll get the notifications that we are when we are doing these broadcasts. They should be a lot of fun. Okay, so that's going to do it for all of that. Again, thanks for welcoming me back from a few days off. I appreciate that. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll bring our guest in, Captain T.C. Randall. We'll talk about forbidden healing.
Did you know that online retailers like Amazon have constant deals that can save you money on the things you buy every day? It's no joke. Save 40%, 50%, even 80% on great products, and all you have to do is know about them. Noodle Shark is the way to be alerted when something good is coming your way. Noodle Shark is the social media page that lists great deals that not only save you money, but give you the deals before anyone else has them. All you have to do is find Noodle Shark on Facebook. Search it as The Noodle Shark. That's The Noodle Shark, because you deserve to save too. Become a shark and save.
Tonight we're going to be talking about health. Our guest tonight, Captain T.C. Randall, is an independent health researcher and author of a book called Forbidden Healing. And we're going to talk about his approach to health and disease at the electron level and the electric nature of life. His website, by the way, is ForbiddenHealingForum.com. Captain Randall, welcome to Beyond Reality Radio. Great to have you here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good morning.
So, yeah, my first question is, Captain, is that a military designation, nautical designation, or something else?
I was a fishing boat captain down in South Florida for years, and people call me captain or, other things.
Gotcha. Well, I think that's the kind of captain I would enjoy becoming myself, actually. So let's talk about this topic. Healing, health, disease, you know, obviously everybody at some point in their lives is either faced with it personally, and generally everybody is faced with something along those lines personally, or a close family. We're all dealing with these things. At what point did this topic become something that you decided you were going to throw away the shackles of what we've been taught and told and maybe look at it from a different perspective?
Well, I've been taught all my life, you know, healthy habits and how to take care of yourself and your wounds and cuts and sniffles and so forth. And, a lot of it's nutrition and your just daily habits, your sleep and so forth. And it's basically all my life. I've been picking up little things here and there. I'm going to start with my background a little bit here. I was kind of interested. Well, what are your very first memories in life? How old were you?
Mine? Are you asking if what mine were?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I've asked a bunch of people. It's usually 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
5.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere between, 4 and 5 probably.
Yeah. Well, we'll see later. Maybe we'll ask a few callers. I'm kind of working on a theory, but for me, we all grow up in a little different environments. For me, I remember seeing a snowy sky the day I was born.
Ooh.
And I was conscious of many things in my first few months and years. And I just wondered, this is the period when our subconscious minds are being programmed. Later on, as I grew up, I marveled at all the synchronicities, things that happened, psychic and out-of-body experiences, telepathy with dogs. I saw a couple UFOs. You see auras. I've watched numbers and moons and other things they classify as pseudoscience, but all these things sort of seem normal to me. So I looked into ego versus the higher consciousness, fear versus freedom. I hate to be lied to and suffer for disinformation. Some of it's even innocent advice, I've watched our environment decline over the years and, up close and personal, in the ocean and on the land and the Everglades and so forth. And, I have 2 great kids and I decided to fight for their future. And, as well as the human herd, I see them heading off a cliff. So it kind of relates to your early years or the years you're programmed, subconsciously. And, through repetition later, like our media. And no matter what you do, people retain these implanted ideas they're certain of. And, until they rise out of this this ego into the higher consciousnesses, You know, they're stuck. You know, a good example of this is the way people in groups take sides on any issue they have little knowledge of, or they develop a set attitude of certainty and things they don't understand.
Well, we've seen a lot of that, haven't we?
Yeah. Another is, you know, medical training under high-stress concentration camp-like conditions. And I've seen it. Many people I know, known a lot of doctors and nurses and so forth, and, you know, it's incredible. And you can't even tell them what's outside their box. You know, my hope in general is just to insert a grain of truth into these oysters and wait for pearls to grow. I mean, these doctors and nurses are, you know, are decent, intelligent people hoping for the best for their patients. But they're hogtied by their training and the pharmaceutical system and standards of practice, not to mention their debt, their student debt. So this stress is also a function of perception. You know, stress turns off genes. Stress dumps your IQ in critical thinking. Stress causes disease. You know, we act habitually from our subconscious programming, many times to our detriment. You know, a lot of this happens before we're 6 years old. I came across an interesting YouTube by Bruce Lipton, Biology of Belief. He goes through all the details on this, but I've felt this way for many years. It's, you know, it's a problem. So I hope I can open up a can of worms here and give you all an introduction into the... you know, these principles of life, they're solid, you know, well-used science and point you in the right direction. You can take control of your own health and your medical decisions. And, you know, it's always up to the individual to take charge, you know, or you'd be a dependent, you know. Dependency is the opposite of freedom and personal sovereignty. And if you want to take control of your health, you know, you just have to do it yourself.
Has science, particularly when it comes to medical science, become arrogant? Is that part of the problem?
Well, of course, it's arrogant, but these people are programmed into this system, and they're kind of stuck there. They, you know, they've got this pharmaceutical recipe for everything, and they've jumped across the, you know, the basic sciences of, I mean, first high school chemistry, and that they seem to ignore that. And the pharmaceutical cartels have controlled all this for decades. And it's starting back with IG Farben in Nazi Germany, and that it's a thing to control the world. You control the health. You control the food supply.
At what point in life do we start making these decisions in the wrong way? In other words, is it from birth? Is it the formula or the breast milk that we're being fed as infants right through the day we die? Or is there somewhere along the way where we take a wrong turn?
Well, we form beliefs. I mean, we're programmed with these beliefs, and that's 99% of your, you know, you what you do. It's a habitual thing that emanates from your subconscious, what you're taught, what they repeated. You know, it's all over television. Get your flu shot and
right.
Yada yada, and 50 different drugs every few hours on during the news and the network programming. It's people believe it because it's. It's become their reality, you know. It's a corporate reality. It's not a, you know, it's not an actual reality.
We have about a minute here before we have to go to break. I want to ask you, though, about some of the experiences that you said you had throughout your life, including some, was it out-of-body and or near-death experience?
Yeah, I had several out-of-bodies, and I've been in shock once or twice, but that's different. It's, in my early 20s, I was involved in a motorcycle accident, and as I watched it unfold, I seemed to be 100 feet above the road and looking down and doing my best to jockey the bike around this car, And, you know, I thought it was it, but, you know, luckily I just whacked my knee up real bad, and that was the size of it. But it was a few minutes I was above the whole situation.
Wow.
And you made other times, you know, fasting and meditation, you know, you kind of relax and you climb up above yourself and look down and things like that. I mean, I don't call myself a psychic or anything like that. This is just stuff that happened, and you know, just you know, you think something and your dog reacts to it, or you know somebody died, or but I hear these things from a lot of people. I don't think there's anything, you know, paranormal about it. I think it's just absolutely normal. And just if you're sensitive to what's going on.
And these things have been happening to you all your life. Does it in some way contribute to the work that you've done with Forbidden Healing that we're going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I wanted to find out what was going on, you know. Just like, you know, when I was sick back in my early 50s, my health was taking a nosedive, and I just had to find a solution, and I found a solution to my health, and then I found the connection to all these other things that were happening around me and in the world and among other people. And, you know, it all turned out to be, you know, electrons, electromagnetic fields.
All right.
You know, we're all in an energy field. We're little molecules hanging around in a energetic matrix, a soup.
Right. TC, what is forbidden about all this?
Yeah. Hey, basically, the pharmaceutical, medical, and insurance monopoly, they don't want any of this information to come out. Otherwise, people would be able to heal themselves. They wouldn't go for all the processed food. They'd know to avoid, you know, various chemicals and metals, and they'd see that our entire government is in support of a lot of bad technologies and dirty industries. I mean, you know, power doesn't want to hear these things. They want to keep up doing what they're doing, and you know, keep the money rolling into the contributors and so forth. So, I mean, it's a pretty simple thing. I hate to get into all the politics of it. I'll leave that to, you know, Del Bigtree and a lot of Dr. Mercola and a lot of these other people that, that you know, get on that stuff. But I just want to look at the positive stuff. I mean, I was in sad shape coming into my 50s, and I mean, I had gum disease, high blood pressure, aching joints, bouts of depression. The drugs didn't help me. It just took my money. So I looked into every alternative idea. I learned about vitamins and minerals and that kind of stuff for my folks when I was a kid, but now you fall back on that stuff. And but I still couldn't figure out what was going on until it happened on the idea of taking vitamin C in huge doses, you know, like Linus Pauling used to talk about.
Yeah.
He was forbidden. We're not supposed to, you know, respect him at all. The system thinks he was a fraud, so, and they told everybody so. But anyway, the results were unexpected and powerful. I got healthy quick. So I spent the next 5 years trying to find out why. You know, I'd always had a good organic diet and, you know, seafood, tropical fruits. My mom cooked from scratch, so it wasn't the nutrition. And so I had to reverse engineer what had happened. And my first epiphany came about a week later as I started to research vitamin C, which led me to mercury toxicity, where all my symptoms were listed. I mean, it was just like you know, reading your own book. And so then I had to, you know, figure out what's an antioxidant, what's oxidation, and that just goes back to you know, high school chemistry, basically. And so I submitted a hair sample for a metal mineral analysis and found out I was loaded with heavy metals and a few mineral deficiencies. So that gave me a blueprint to start from, and then I started to track down the sources of the mercury. You know, mercury fillings in teeth, eating large fish, stuff like that. And I talked to the lab manager at the BioTrend up in Michigan a few times, and it turns out that a lot of people have metal toxicity. He said the aluminum is the top metal found in people, with mercury, cadmium, arsenic, and lead. You know, the other things close behind. But we all basically have some of these things because they're all in our environment. The fossil fuel, coal burning, all the chemical inputs, all the nasty agriculture. I mean, we've contaminated the planet so that even the Inuits and the people who live in far off, supposedly clean places, they've test positive for a lot of these things too. So then I've had to figure out what that had to do with it, and it turns out they were all positive metals. They lodged in your body. They created oxidative stress and inflammation, and they generally wore your system down, and they dropped your voltage. So, I've also found out that goats and other animals, they produce huge amounts of vitamin C. You know, just their body does whenever they don't feel good. One of them, like a goat, can produce 150 grams of vitamin C a day. That's like a third of a pound. So you got to get your head around these quantities, because you have to approach them to heal various things, depending on the severity.
So let's talk about your first step. You said that the first thing you did was look into vitamin C deficiency and start to correct that. Did you correct it with supplements, or did you find the vitamin C in natural occurring compounds in foods? And what kind of doses did you start to take?
Oh, okay. Well, I'd always eaten all these tropical fruits, the mangoes and cherries and berries, and now I got blueberries and all these great antioxidant things, and the citrus fruit. They have a lot of vitamin C, but it's nothing like a therapeutic dose you would get the way I started to take it, or how alternative doctors use it in IVs, and those are huge doses. The way I started to take it was I bought a 3-pound jar of ascorbic acid crystals, and found out that you mix that with a half as much baking soda, Arm & Hammer baking soda, and it fizzes in a little glass of water. You drink it down like 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. You can take it every 3 hours. And you take it to bowel tolerance. So you have to find your individual dose, how much you can tolerate, because it will give you diarrhea at some point. And you just dial the dose back a little bit. For me, it's about 7 or 8 grams of vitamin C to half that much baking soda and one swallow of water. And I started doing that, I think, 4 or 5 times a day the first couple of days. And that was like magic. I just, my gums tightened up, my teeth stopped aching and being loose, and my joints stopped hurting. My depression lifted. That was the big thing. And it was magic. I mean, it was just, I was flooded with electrons. And as I was doing that, I was mobilizing these metals out of my body. You don't find them in blood tests. The medical system likes to use blood tests. You have to use a hair analysis. And that hair analysis shows up, what goes into your bones and your fat and your hair follicles. And you get a more accurate reading on where you're at with that stuff. And so then, once you know that, you can begin to detox it. And you also find you're usually low in magnesium and potassium. And so you supplement whatever mineral you're low in, especially the magnesium, because it helps you maintain your pH, and it's involved in 1,000 different enzymes and various hormones and things. So that's the basically where I started. And I looked into a few other things like, well, the vitamin C, the charge, mobilizes these positively charged metals, and they go into your bloodstream, and so you can eliminate them through your sweat or your urine or your bowels. And so it's recommended you take a chelator like a chlorella or a clay or charcoal or lots of green vegetables. And those absorb those metals in your gut, and you get rid of them. And slowly your levels will drop. I tested again after 6 months. Levels had dropped quite a bit. I tested again after a year, and they came down to, nil, almost nil. So I found out that that was an accurate method of detoxing yourself, and that's what I did, and I followed it for over a year, and I continue to this day, slightly less, slightly lower doses and fewer doses, and it just keeps you healthy.
Now, you said that prior to discovering this and beginning this regimen of supplement to help correct it, you felt as though you were a healthy eater. You ate organic foods. Was there anything unusual about your diet prior to this that you look back on and say, oh, wow, that was something I should not have been doing?
Yeah. We're great fishermen down there. I mean, kingfish, tuna, tilefish, those deep fish, and they're just loaded with mercury, and that's basically where it came from. That the amalgam fillings, mercury leaches out of the silver fillings, and mercury is a terrible neurotoxin. Just like the other metals, cadmium, aluminum, lead. You don't want any of those in your body, but unfortunately, they're in the water, they're in cigarette smoke, they're in fish, and they're in vaccines. So, that's the thing where you get into the autoimmune thing when you've got foreign proteins and fragments of viruses and things from peanuts and eggs and so forth, and plus you've got aluminum and mercury. You get that directly into your bloodstream. That's the beginning of an autoimmune situation, the autism, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia. Del Bigtree mentioned a bunch of those last night. I stayed up and listened to that. And there's special ways to detox that aluminum. That's he mentioned that as well. He mentioned Fiji water. Oh yeah, that's great. It's got a lot of silica. So does that. There's a plant called horsetail. You can buy it as a supplement. It's full of silica. Cucumbers. There's various dietary things. You just have to look up your foods and check the contents. You may not even need a supplement. It might be right in your refrigerator, your garden, or grown wild out in the out in the field.
One of the first bosses I had from when I graduated college used to say all the time, if you have your health, you have everything. And I don't think I fully appreciated that back then, but as you get older, you really start to understand how important that is. And tonight we're talking about your health with T.C. Randall. He has written a book called Forbidden Healing. His website is ForbiddenHealingForum.com. We will take your phone calls in the second hour of the program at 607-282-4497. T.C., when you were describing the process that you went through of discovery and then addressing your health issues, you used the word magic and magical. You started changing things right away. You started dosing vitamin C, and you said it was magic. Did you really notice a difference that quickly, and was it that marked?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't a placebo. I wasn't expecting anything. This was one more thing I tried. With 50 different vitamins,
sure,
herbs, and practices and so forth. And no, it was slam bam. It just happened real quick. It takes down your inflammation. I mean, that's the thing. Your various things in your body, like these metals, are just sucking the voltage out of your body and out of your brain and everything. And you just don't have operating voltage. And so once you take down that inflammation, you're going to feel better immediately. And then, you know, as time goes by, you start to get rid of those problems. Vitamin C was the key thing, but it wasn't the only thing. You know, I did found out a lot of other things to take, some minerals, various foods, and you know, breathing exercises, and you know, just different ways of looking at things. And you know, once your mood improves, your brain starts to work. You know, you can send and receive into the ether, and you just everything gets better. I mean, and you know, people think they're healthy. Well, maybe they're only halfway healthy. You know, maybe they've got some little problems starting, or deficiencies developing, and maybe they're not eating the right foods or eating bad foods. And a lot of these things will take you down. Vegetable oils. Sugar is horrible. I mean, any kind of high glycemic diet boosts your insulin levels. Your cortisol rises. It's just like stress. It's like somebody coming after you with an axe, and it all drops your health. You go into fight flight mode, and your body won't heal. It's got an immediate need for survival. So the energy goes into that. And your adrenaline and the cortisol and so forth, and it just takes your whole system down. You know, and if that goes on, you know, chronically, anxiety and stuff, that's it's just crippling. And it takes down your intelligence. You know, it takes down your genetic expression. Just the whole thing, and you need those electrons to function. You need certain voltages for cells to replicate themselves. Otherwise, they they linger. They get senescent. They become very toxic, inflammatory in themselves, and eventually, you know, without oxygen, without vitamin C, they become acidic, and it becomes cancer. That's cancer is the apex disease. All these others are, you know, halfway there. All the other chronic diseases, you just got chronic inflammation, and the oxidation of it chews away at the molecules of your cells. So it's like rusting.
We've got about 30 seconds here before we have to go to break. You listed a bunch of symptoms that you had had. You said, I think you're at about age 50, you were feeling these things is what made you decide to look for some answers. Many people would take that list of symptoms and say, hey, this is what happens when you age. But what you're saying is it doesn't have to.
No, you can stay healthy and, you know, running around in your garden and stuff till you're, you know, 90 or 100. I know a lot of these old timers around here. They're very relaxed. Nothing bothers them. You know, they eat good. They don't eat a lot. They eat a lot of greens and vegetables and, you know, good healthy farm meats and wild meats and stuff and fish. But they just go on and on and on. I mean, no, it doesn't have to happen.
That's right.
We're convinced of that with all these drug ads that, you know, for every little ache and pain, they've got another drug. And that whole pharmaceutical cartel, you know, it's a consolidated group of cooperative companies that they just want to control the planet. I mean, it's like a James Bond villain thing.
Again, as I said, tonight we're talking with T.C. Randall. He's written a book called Forbidden Healing. And T.C., I want to get back to this point that you've made several times and get a little more information about it. You talk about life being electrical, and you've referenced electrons many times. Tell us how what you're talking about there and how it relates to what we're talking about, as in our health and disease and all these things that are related to longevity.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, molecules, make, electricity. It's an interaction. It's a transfer of electrons. It's just like in the wires in your toaster. It's these electrons flow through your body through these acupuncture channels. That's what it is. And they're chi. Electrons and magnetic fields are chi. You have fascial planes. Your fascia throughout your body. This stuff doesn't only flow through your nervous system. It flows along these fascial planes, and you can see when they're corrected with acupuncture, or you can use qigong breathing, or dozens of ways to enhance your voltage. But your cells need around 0.45 volts to operate on healthy. They need that much to be able to replicate. Otherwise, when your acidity rises and the voltage drops, the cell can't replicate. So you're left with a dead cell, or they call it a senescent cell, and it's not doing anything except further shooting off these inflammatory chemicals. It's a piece of death, and you don't want it in your body. You want to get rid of it. Well, vitamin C helps activate your immune cells and your macrophages and things, and that's what gobbles up all the garbage you don't want in your body, all the bacteria and fungi and viruses that aren't supposed to be there. Your body goes to work to take them out. It's a natural thing, but it needs that electricity to operate. That's the energy. It comes from metabolizing carbon and oxygen. It's what we live on. I wrote a long article I was really proud of. It's all about the oxygen. And so once you get the oxygen, you can generate the electrons, you can reduce the acidity in your body, and your cells function. And once you've got them all functioning nicely, you stay healthy. I mean, it's just a thing. The body charge, it thins out your fluids so you don't have high blood pressure. When you get the vitamin C and I like to recommend bone broth, this collagen protein, you can restore the connective tissues all through your body. That's your fascia. That's what conducts all this electricity around your body. And it's just electrical. I mean, that's the way it works.
Let's jump to our listener line. This is Fred in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey, JV. Great program for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, Captain Randall, I had a lot of the same experience. I had polio as a child. I had an autoimmune in my late 20s. I went from 180, 105 pounds. I was in bed 4 years in a lot of pain, couldn't work in a lot of pain, and had to find answers on my own. And same things you're talking about. I used, instead of Corella, I use a Phanazom and Floss Aqua, which is an algae that has a Mallinckrodt fractal, and that's a perfect chelator, as you know, and will pull radiation out of the body even. And there's a whole lot of things. Homeopathy helped me, which is, of course, nothing but energy, vibration, shaken, diluted. And that's the only thing I'm very sensitive to. I can feel it when I take it, and that helped turn me around tremendously. I know how powerful it is because I can feel it. I'm interested in you talking about something about dogs. You can communicate with dogs and seeing auras. I know Edgar Cayce could see auras. I can also verify, like the diet. If you go to the grocery store, these people are putting 8 million diet drinks. Number one selling thing in the world for us, Diet Colas, Diet Pepsis. And they had to bring them out of Iraq because of the high temperature it was creating formaldehyde. These people are embalming fats in their body. They don't even know it. Look at them. They're all land whales. It isn't working. The diet drinks aren't working. But I'd be interested in some of that, and there's some other things I could go over with you, but there's no question. Einstein said we're a congestion of vibrations. We're a traffic jam of vibrations.
Yeah, and hopefully we integrate those and, you know, become a polar being where we can focus our energy. I mean, that's in and out of the pineal gland and your entire aura, and that's what Qigong goes after, is to smooth out your aura.
Yeah, I took Tai Chi, and my instructor, just one move of lifting your hands up and towards you, you open seven ancient acupuncture meridians, and my cold hands would be warm just doing that.
Yeah, oh, it's, you know, it works. It's proven. I don't have to go to the Orient, though. It's simple physics. I mean, electrons move, they create magnetic fields. Magnetic fields move electrons. I mean, it's as simple as that. That's what deals with the material world around you and inside of you. They've used the Rife machines. Those things seem to work for
Rife,
a lot of people.
Yeah, they couldn't. You notice they couldn't, out of 700 and some parts at the Ben Franklin Museum, the only thing missing is that crystal that has the frequency. But, yeah, you're right. Also, there's a Dr. Klemmer around here that was famous, like Linus Pauling. He had vitamin C in a hypodermic needle. He would, back in the days when the black bag in the 20s and 30s,
right.
He would 40s. He would show up, and some guy had been stung by hornets and was having a shock system where they were going to swell up and die. And as he was pushing the plunger in, the guy said, "Thank God," he could feel the vitamin C going right in his veins.
Oh, absolutely. I've been stung up. I'm a beekeeper. I've been stung up, 50 times on my face. Went right in and loaded up on the vitamin C. It's a great antihistamine, and that takes down that inflammation. Makes it manageable. It wasn't pleasant. I can guarantee you that. But vitamin C has done all kinds of things. Any kind of brain swelling. I mean, it's unfortunate that. It's not used by medicine. I mean, they'll let you die before you'll get vitamin C at a hospital. Recently, this Dr. Paul Merrick up in East Virginia Medical School, he came up with a study. He used it for sepsis, and that's when your body is in a total infection and you're just about to die. Well, he used this IV of vitamin C, hydrocortisone, and vitamin B1. And he had 80-something percent of the people get better. I mean, the hospitals started to use that here locally. They used it for about a year, in fact. And I know a nurse. And then all of a sudden, the pharmacy department said, "Well, no, we need more studies on this. We're not going to give this to you anymore." So that was the end of the story. And that's the total control of information. It's forbidden to know. You're not supposed to know that stuff.
Fred, thank
you. That's why I'm trying to expose it.
TC, when you're going through the book, when you talk about specific illnesses and afflictions, does the book address them individually? In other words, for this particular disease, you recommend this approach to healing? Or is it more of a, if you change your habits and you take this approach, your body will get better at fighting all disease and maybe curing some of them without the help of what we've been conditioned to understand as prescription medications?
Yeah, well, medicine likes to pigeonhole all these diseases like there's some entities that, they're spooky, they're scary, and you got to have a drug for each one. And that's not the case. I mean, like I said, vitamin C, should be your foundational thing, but you need all the vitamins, all the minerals, healthy lifestyle habits, and emotional, stability, serenity. You need to be a happy person to keep a happy body. But for instance, I had an autoimmune problem with a puppy. We loved this puppy, so we went to the vet and got all the nice shots for it and all that stuff. Well, the puppy got an allergy. We couldn't figure out. They couldn't cure. I turned to, you know, the local dairy here. I got a whole bunch of colostrum, and fed her clay, Redmond clay, which is a, you know, chelator, grabs the toxins and things from the injections, and you know, it took a while, but boy, she got better finally. And you know, that's one approach to the autism thing, and you know, Del Bigtree was talking about, and autoimmunity, the syndrome is a number of different diseases, and they generally start with a leaky gut and a leaky brain barrier. Well, the first thing you have to get the biome healthy, you know, the probiotics and so forth, damaged by, you know, Roundup and other antibiotics and things, the way we kill them off, and you rearrange that biome in your gut. That's one of the first things. You heal the lining with the vitamin C and bone broths and things, and you know, you stop the leaking, and then eventually the immune system settles down and stops attacking yourself. The other thing was cancer. My dog had breast cancer. I don't want to lose the dog. I love the dog. I'm wondering what to do. And, you know, using these principles, I know that cancers are a hypoxic, acidic problem. Well, I turned around and injected baking soda solution 2-3 nights in a row right into and around the breast. A few days later, the breast turned pink. The dog was better. You know, so things like that. The baking soda alkalized the area. Oxygen could get back to it. Those cells went back to functioning properly, and using aerobic metabolism instead of the anaerobic cancerous, you know, low oxygen, you know, situation. That's, you know, that's the one of those terminal diseases. So yeah, every you know, major type of problem has some, you know, certain subset of therapies. Hyperbaric oxygen, that's a great one. You know, all these people with PTSD and brain trauma. Joe Namath has a study ongoing in Jupiter, Florida. You know, with that, it helped him. He had 140 different dives, he calls them, you know, into hyperbaric oxygen under pressure. And his mind got better. So, you know, that's a thing that should be used in all these infections, even add to the sepsis, the pneumonia, a number of different diseases. You know, hyperbaric oxygen is a great therapy. You don't see it covered by insurance. It's pricey. Not everybody can afford it. And it's not really used at hospitals much. So, you know, there's a number of these different therapies that they just don't go for. Ozone therapy works. That's an oxidative therapy. There's hydrogen peroxide therapies. Any number of things, but you kind of have to shotgun the problem and, you know, just keep adding different treatments until you cure it.
TC, how long did it take you to write the book?
Took me about 5 years. I first got the idea of what was going on with it, and then I started researching, you know, all these various natural health experts and, you know, things that weren't really on TV or in the you know, in the public arena. These were sort of offbeat, you know, doctors that just did things different. They had clinics, you know, private clinics. They got results, and you know, I just kept looking through it, and they all had the common denominator of they helped improve body charge and, you know, cell function and so forth. And I tried for years to disprove it. I mean, I, you know, went by a lot of scientists and engineers and so forth, kicking these ideas around. we couldn't find a flaw in it. I mean, it's just the way it works. It's simple oxidation reduction chemistry. It's as solid science as you'll ever find. And that's the way the body works. That's the way that, you know, that's the way boys and girls work. You got a positive, you got a negative, you got attractions and repulsions, and all these molecules, you know, dance to that tune of the electrical matrix. They find themselves the system charge. You know, certain things will happen, you know, in acidic pHs, and other things will happen in alkaline pHs. And you want to keep your body slightly alkaline, because when it becomes acid, bad things happen. Especially, acids gobble up oxygen and turn it to water before it can get to your cells. So, I mean, oxygen's a big key. The Earth started off without oxygen, and then plants started to create it. And the original anaerobic life, some of it hung on. A lot of those things became pathogens. But then the global concentration went up to over 30% oxygen, and you had huge dinosaurs, you had huge trees, and long-lived animals. And then at some point, the oxygen dropped back to 20%. That's where it is today. And it's even much lower in cities and buildings and so forth. So we need that oxygen. And that's one of the keys to the whole thing, and the keys to the your generation of electrons, the ATPs that power your life. So it's just the way all life works. I mean, you take plants and animals, and it's all life, and that's, you know, it needs those basic conditions. It's like if you ever kept an aquarium, you have to keep the pH right, you have to oxygenate it, you can't let you know, crud build up in the water, and so forth. It's the way the oceans work. It's the whole thing.
Do supplement pills, let's say vitamin C, because it's one that we've been talking about, that you can get in the grocery store or even the health food store, do they do the same thing? Do they offer the same benefits as the method that you described, where you made your own solution?
I don't think so. They're slower releasing. You know, you don't want pure vitamin C. Once you mix vitamin C with baking soda, you get sodium ascorbate. And that's what a lot of these clinics use in their IVs. And you're approaching that with, you know, making your own solution, and you absorb it rapidly, and then it goes away in 3 hours. So you can redose every 3 hours, you know, if you're ill. And once you can get those doses up to bowel tolerance, you also develop a hydrogen peroxide spike in your tissues, and that helps destroy a lot of you know, pathogens and cancers and cell debris. And this is the way the body works. The immune system works on oxidation. The cells run on, you know, reduction, the electrons. But then when the body needs to destroy something, it just burns them up oxidatively, and that's the hydrogen peroxide that's created that does that. It's in all your immune cells. That's how it digests the, you know, the crud that comes into your lungs and anywhere in your body. It's just it's a simple balance. You know, it's just, I couldn't believe the whole thing was so simple. When, you know, it was like, yeah, simple as EMC squared. It's just simple. And simple things are hard for people to understand. They, you know, expect complexity. Medical science has just gone into such huge complexity, and in a lot of you know, sort of mythical areas. I mean, the genetics is not what they say. It's genetic expression. You know, germs are not really the problem. It's your susceptibility and your immunity. And, they came up with the cholesterol thing, and everybody's got to take statins. Well, cholesterol is good for you. They tell you to eat vegetable oils, polyunsaturates. Those are not good for you. Saturated fats and omega-3 fats from fish and pastured animals, that's good for you. So that's what builds your, fats build your brain and build your cell membranes. And it all helps oxygen get into your cells and the other materials that it needs. So that it all works together. It's a balance once you understand how these various systems work.
Some people listening may be a little concerned when you say, when you describe a solution that they may have to make themselves to achieve some of these results. Is that something they should be afraid of?
No, it's just simple trial and error. I mean, you get some and you mix it up and it fizzes. You drink it down 3-4 times a day, 5 times a day. I mean, that's just another way to take vitamin C. The average person might get by, young, healthy person might get by on, 2,000 milligrams. That's 2 grams a day of vitamin C. If they're less healthy or older, they may need more, or they may need less. The recommended daily allowance is a stingy little 200 milligrams. Well, that wouldn't get a British sailor across the Atlantic. I'm telling you.
Have you had anybody from the medical or scientific community comment on your work?
Well, a lot of them have agreed with it. Some of them have told me I was insane when I told them about huge doses of vitamins. Oh, that's insane. Well, okay, well, that's your opinion, and you're in the drug business, and that's you. I can't change his mind. That's his basic belief. He's been trained. So, it's going to be up to the individual. If you want to stay healthy and not get all corroded and crippled as you get older and suffer and die in a hospital, you take care of yourself. It's personal responsibility, and I grew up in the suburbs. We always had to call an electrician or a plumber or carpenter or something. I moved to the country about 25 years ago. I became the carpenter, the electrician, the plumber, the farmer, so forth. You just have to take responsibility for yourself. And, if you want to figure out how to stay healthy, you have to do some study. Don't get hung up in the language. You just work through it slowly. And you start applying it to yourself. I mean, you can know these things, but you have to do them. And you have to get your minerals and proper foods, exercise, sunshine. It all works together.
We, of course, always recommend that anyone who is seeing a physician for an illness or for whatever it happens to be to continue to do that as they explore other options. But somebody who has maybe an advanced form of a disease, whether it's cancer or it's Alzheimer's or diabetes or one of these other very, very serious diseases, is it too late to start to employ these types of ideas?
No. I mean, there's a Association of Complementary and Alternative Medicine, ACAM. you can look it up on your internet. They have a physician finder, so you can find somebody in your area, and you look at these various clinics, and you see all the different things they provide. And a lot of them will provide these vitamin mineral IVs, hyperbaric oxygen treatments, ozone treatments, nutritional counseling, all kinds of stuff. I mean, and then you got free stuff like sauna and sunshine and fasting. Fasting is one of the best things you can do if you're sick. Just stop eating, or you can do it intermittently. Just eat within a short window in the day, and that gives your body a chance to recover. People eat too much, and they eat too much sugary stuff. And that overloads your cells with glucose. And then you can't keep enough oxygen going to process that glucose, and your cells become acidic. and they stop putting out the good energy, and you become sick slowly but surely. You know, like when you exercise a muscle real hard and it gets sore,
yep.
Lactic acid buildup, and it takes a few minutes. You breathe, and then the soreness goes away. Well, that's happening in your cells, but you don't feel it. And you need the time. It's a rate sensitive thing where you have to have, you know, so much oxygen to so much fuel. It's like a lawnmower engine. You know, and if you start your lawnmower and you leave it on choke, it's going to sputter and quit because it's not getting enough air. It's sucking in too much fuel, and that's exactly the situation in your cells. So, it's simple. That's why. People get diabetes and heart disease and all these other things. Their metabolism is incorrect, and especially the cancers and stuff. Fasting is a great start. You don't have to do anything. Just don't eat, and you'd be amazed how you feel after a few days. You can take it easy. You go with a little, a little unsweetened tea or coffee or something. Through the day. And you get through it, and you stay busy, and after a while, the hunger pains cease, and you start to feel better. You're getting oxygen in there. You're building up your electrical charge. Your mitochondria are putting out the ATPs, which that's what you run on is electricity.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was having a conversation with a friend recently about the feeling you get when you fast, and there seems to be a burst of energy when you do that. And I guess what you've just described is the reason there seems to be a burst of energy.
Yeah, you get a burst of energy. You feel good. You feel light. After a day or so, you stop going to the bathroom. And then my son and I just did 3 days. I wanted to keep going another couple days. And I had the first meal we had. I went from feeling great and smart to just feeling kind of stupid and groggy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
I'm assuming that you recommend if someone is fasting that they continue to drink plenty of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's important.
Yeah, you keep drinking that water. That's essentially you got to flush through. That's one thing in my book, I keep mentioning the inner ocean. You're 90% water, so you got to consider what water is. And water is an interesting thing. It contains energy and generates charges, and it absorbs energy from your surroundings. Heat, light, and sound will structure your water, and that's just like that. Japanese Dr. Emoto, he showed how your frequencies will affect a crystal. You can play Bach or something, you get these beautiful water crystals, or you shout at the water and curse at it, and you get these ugly, disorganized crystals. Well, 99% of the molecules in your body is water. That's about 90% by volume or mass or whatever. And your water is like seawater. It's got to be full of the right electrolytes, and that's how how everything moves around your body.
Where can people get a hold of the book?
Oh, it's on Amazon. That's no problem. I mean, there's the book. You can check my website. You click news and comments at the top, and then you get this. I think the first article on there is one of my latest, is sort of a summation article, and the 800-pound gorilla. And I'll read that. Or keep reading for the rest of the day. There's a bunch of articles on there. I've had them in Green Med Info and a couple other places. They published them, and that site's up. I mean, a lot of these natural health sites have been taken down, especially if they mention vaccines. And, it's incredible, but it goes to show you how the reach of the pharmaceutical cartels and how they want to keep their secrets.
TC, is your work done as you continue to spread this word, or are you doing more research, and will there be something else to look forward to?
No, I stay on this. I learn more and more. I get deeper into these different subjects, and at the same time, I try to explain it to people in simple, understandable terms. They get freaked out if you start talking chemicals and physics and stuff like that. They just they don't think they can understand it. But it's so very simple if you just take the time to look into oxidation reduction and then check out some of these different doctors that have been successful with various these therapies I just mentioned. Check it out. You got to take control of your health, otherwise, nobody else will.
That's right. That's right. The book is called Forbidden Healing, and again, the website is forbiddenhealingforum.com. TC, thank you so much for being here. Great conversation, a lot of great information.
All right, man. Thank you.
Ryan, I saw you in the chat room talking about carrots versus chips. Come on. Really? Is that the answer?
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's this idea that eating healthy means buying very expensive organic food.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, carrots are cheap, right? And
right.
I like carrots, but not all produce is cheap.
Well, for me, I would rather buy something grown with petrochemicals down the street than truck in something from California or somewhere else that's quote-unquote organic. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I think it's, all things in moderation, I think, is one of those golden rules. But I was really intrigued by what TC had to say tonight, too. I thought it was some interesting stuff. Yeah. So, all right, well, don't forget, tomorrow night is a best of program, and then Monday we'll be back with Linda Godfrey talking about her new book, I Know What I Saw, which investigates encounters with monsters from ancient mythology, folklore, and some more contemporary urban legends. That's all coming up next week. It's Beyond Reality Radio. I'm JV. Thanks for being here.
Beyond Reality Radio is hosted by Jason Hawes and JV Johnson and produced by Alexandria Johnson and Slick Eddie Edwards for Entercom Radio. Beyond Reality Radio is distributed by Westwood One Radio Networks. Stop by our Facebook page and say hello. Follow the hosts on Facebook as well. For Jason Hawes, follow at jasonhawes.taps. For JV Johnson, follow at jvjparanormal. If you'd like to be a guest on Beyond Reality Radio or you have a suggestion for a guest, contact Slick Eddie Edwards at slickeddieedwards@gmail.com. Be sure to visit our chat room as well at beyondrealityradio.com. Thanks for listening.